Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 Listening to advice from a football.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to a new episode, Advice from a Fuckboy, your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley. I'm here. Just want y'all to know, this is another episode where there will not be any video. Unfortunately, my studio that I normally either record at, they were having technical difficulties today. Engineer called in sick. There's a lot of shit going on, so you won't be able to see my handsome face, ladies. I'm sorry. Fellas, you too. If there's guys, I'm sure, that's gay that listen to the podcast and think I'm fine. Because I think if I'm fine in the straight world, I'm fine in the gay world too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you, you know, that brothers, don't be out here trying to shoot shot. All right? I'm just throwing that out there. You know what I'm saying? If you like to look at me, you ain't going to be able to do that today. Anyway, real quick before I get into it, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that Atlanta, we're going to be at Relapse Comedy Theater, April 25th, 2019. Make sure you're there. Make sure you get your tickets. Your tickets is only $5. Don't get mad when the shit is sold out. You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad when the shit is sold out. Here's your chance. Make that shit happen. $5, Relapse Comedy Theater. April 25th, that's next Thursday. Again, $5. If I ain't worth $5, then we need to shut down this podcast. Second thing, Washington, D.C., I didn't forget about you. May 15th, we are at Draft House Comedy Theater over on, I don't even know where the fuck this shit is, but it's downtown. Anyway, tickets is $5 for y'all too. We sold out the last time I was there, so yo, let's make that shit happen again, all right? Again, $5, y'all. That's what we charging for these live podcasts, man. Because, you know, I'm a man of the people. You know what I'm saying? You know, $5, you know. And you get to see me talk shit. And you never know who my special guests are. So make sure you get your tickets, man. And that's it. Okay. With that being said, let's get into the first topic. I don't have no guests today. It's just me by myself. So normally when I'm about, I should have took an edible, you know, before I did that, man. I probably would be a lot funnier. But you know what? Last time I recorded a podcast while I was on an edible, it went from a podcast and then it turned into like a 9-minute freestyle session. If y'all want me to put out the freestyle session, do me a favor. Text me 213-358-9861. 213-358-9861, or just comment on the post or send me a DM and say, Clint, I need to hear that shit. If enough people say they want me to put it out, I'm gonna fucking put it out. All right. Anyway, so let's get to the first topic. So I'm not a fan of popping up on people. I don't care if you're in a relationship. I don't care if you're single. I don't care if you're in a situationship. I don't care what the situation is. I am not a fan of popping up on people. I had a situation one time where I think I told y'all this. Girl popped up on me while I was on the road. She said she couldn't make it. She couldn't make it, and I brought in my plan B. She popped up. She was salty. I had another situation though, where a girlfriend I had thought I was cheating. Women know when your story don't add up. You know what I mean? Like women, you ever see that Zach Galifianakis gif where he's sitting there thinking of all the numbers in his head while he's counting cards at the casino? That be women when you tell them your story. Like you ever watch the Biggie movie? I got two friends of mine in the studio. They don't want to talk, but they're listening, right? So if y'all hear a snicker, that's them. You ever watch the Biggie movie? I watched the Biggie movie, right? And Biggie was like, "Yo, I'm giving somebody else my room tonight, so don't call the room." And Faith was like, "That don't make no sense." And he's like, "I know it don't, but you know, it's stupid." And she says, "Okay, bye." Then she popped up on him, found him with another chick. Now, the way it looked, that incident spawned the song, "I Remember the Way." Yes, Alexa, play "Used to Love Me" by Faith Evans, Apple Music. Let's see if it come on.
"You Used to Love Me" by Faith Evans from Apple Music.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Alexa, stop playing music. All right. I just wanted to, you know. But anyway, yeah, that song, they said that spawned that song. But anyway, but she popped up on him and she found what she was looking for. In my opinion, ladies, I had a girl pop up on me another time. Now, I'm not going to lie. Like I said, my story, just the way I explained the story, it didn't make sense. Pretty much, I was helping a friend cheat. And that's what good friends do. Good friends, you know, fool told y'all, "Thou shall lie for your boy. And you better do it well." You know, we went to the movies. We had fun. So I told my girl at the time that my friend was, I let my friend use my hotel room when I was on the road. She ain't believe that shit. And when I tell you, where was we at? She lived in Philly. The show was in Baltimore. This bitch drove down to Baltimore to the hotel room. Knocked on the door, told the hotel guest she was my wife. Knocked on the door, found my boy with another chick. She said, Where's Clinton? "Yo, he at my house." And when she got there, she called me. She's like, "Yo, where you at?" I was like, "Yo, I told you where I was at." She's like, "It just didn't make no sense to me." So, and mind you, I asked her to come on the road with me. I asked her to come to the show. She ain't want to come. But when you thought I was fucking another chick, now all of a sudden you got time. You know what was crazy? Women don't apologize. She didn't say, "You know what, baby? I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean that. I didn't think you was." No, she was just like, "Oh. Now what? Now let a man do some shit like that." Let me pop up on some girl. Now, number one is, who the fuck told you to be popping up? Number two is, on top of you popping up, now it's, you don't trust me? You're insecure? I can't deal with an insecure man. But I got to deal with an insecure woman. My thing is, okay, all right, you know, is there ever really an appropriate time to pop up on somebody? You know? Have you ever done it? Let me know. If you listening right now and you know, slide in my DM and tell me when you popped up on somebody. My thing is, ladies and fellas, if you're looking for something, you're going to find it. Bottom line, if you're looking for something, you're going to find it. Now my thing is, I don't like the whole popping up shit, because again, it says that you don't trust me. It says that you think that I'm up to no good. And it's like, yo, sometimes, like, here's the thing. I've never given my woman a reason at that time that I was cheating. Never given a reason to think that I was cheating. I always conducted myself with decency and honesty. You gotta see the looks I'm getting right now. No, but honestly, I'm gonna tell y'all this too. I don't cheat. Like, I know I'll be on that black men don't cheat shit. Any woman that's ever been with me could say, yo, Clint really don't cheat. The only reason why I don't cheat, and I'm gonna tell you this, I'm gonna be completely honest, because I'm 31 years old, and I feel like I just wanna be single, and I ain't lying to you. Like, girl asked me a couple weeks ago, she's like, you fucking with other chicks? Yeah. 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 You know? And that's not a bad thing. I let women know straight up what it is, man. Now, if I want to be with you, I'll be with you. If we going to be exclusive, we going to be exclusive. But I'm not going to cheat on you because I got the option. There's too many women out here, man. You ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to cheat. So all I'm saying is, my thing is this whole popping up shit, man. Like, you know, I've the only reason why I'm talking about it, man, is because because I didn't have anybody do anything to me recently or anything like that. But my boy, you know, he was telling me a story about a chick popping up on him. And I'm like, why the fuck are you women doing this shit? And fellas, why are you doing it? Like, okay, I thought about popping up on a girl one time.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I thought about it. I thought about just like, you know what? Let me go over there and say hi. That's how women do. Like, I'm going to go over his house. I'm going to just say hi. No woman in the history of women is going over some man's house where they think he up to no good just to say hi. You know what I mean? Like, I gave a girl a key to my house. She never popped up on me. She had a key. When I give you a key, that means you are allowed to pop up. You are allowed to say I'm in the neighborhood, even though you probably wasn't in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? I don't like, because like, I mean, when you give a woman a key, man, like that's serious business. As a matter of fact, that's a good question. That's a good question. Fellas, do you give a woman a key to your apartment? Do you give a woman, like right now, I got an apartment. I live by myself, 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, nobody here. You know, when do you give somebody you're not living with a key? Yeah. See, now y'all want to talk. I told y'all going to want to talk. Y'all don't want to talk. Now y'all want, I got guests. They're like, oh, we good. We don't want. Now it gets real. You want to talk? You know? For me, I think that you should give your partner a key after a certain amount of time. But here's the thing: it's a slippery slope when it comes with men and women. Women expect you to give them a key. You know what I'm saying? Men, it's like, you know, oh, you got a key to this apartment? Oh, well, are you paying bills? Are you paying bills? Cause you not getting no key to no woman's apartment. You ain't paying no bills. You ain't paying no electric, no key. You ain't paying no gas, no key. You ain't paying no rent, no key. Good dick don't give you a key. Don't get you a key, my nigga. Good dick does not get you a key. Good dick gets you an invite. Mediocre pussy can get you a key. Yo. But having a girl a key to your apartment is stressful. You know what I mean? Like, girl had the key to my apartment. She came over and she was like, why are your friends here? bitch. Like, this is my house. What you mean, why my friend? She came over unannounced. She's like, I was trying to surprise you with dinner and stuff. What? I mean, okay, but you didn't tell me that. So here we are, drinking beer, watching TV, talking shit. All right, well, I'll just go. No, don't go. No, now I got to kick my friends out. Because I'm not a bros before hoes, nigga. You know, I'm hoes before bros all the time. You know what I mean? Men understand. I'm hoes before bros every fucking time. If my lady want to chill versus my buddies want to chill, I'm hanging. Baby, come on over. I don't like Ryan Davis was talking the other day. He's like, I don't like your company and blah, 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 blah. I get that. I hear you, Ryan. But me, man, I like women company. I like talking. I like pillow chat. I like waking up in the morning. You right there. You smell good with your fine ass. I like that shit. I like that shit. I like eggs, bacon, French toast. I like that shit, man. Bring your ass over here, man. Let's do this. I don't understand, man. No, but all I'm saying is, like, popping up on people is that's so 90s. That's so boomerang. Like, that's so Eddie Murphy boomerang. Like, that nigga, didn't he pop up on her? He definitely popped up on her. He popped up on her in the office, and he started kissing on her neck, and she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. New Orleans was great, but let's just keep New Orleans in New Orleans, nigga. Yo, I'll never forget that. Yo, that's real. That's real. Bro, I'm just like, why are you popping up on people, man? Why? Like I said, I told you, I'm not going to act like I'm completely innocent, man. I popped up on this chick one time, man. Mainly reason why I did. Well, I didn't do it. I thought about doing it. And I like sat. You ain't really been in love till you sat outside my apartment. Like, I was on some. Y'all ever seen You on Netflix? Oh, nigga, I was. If you watch You on Netflix, nigga, I was Joe, nigga. I was for show sitting outside your apartment, you know, contemplating, figuring out, like, what I'm going to do. I sat out, like, literally, man, she lived in Philly. She lived in North Philly at the time. She lived at 17th and Diamond over, like, you know, I mean, now it's not the hood, you know, now it's still the hood, but it's where Temple is. So she lived at 17th and Diamond. I'm at the corner, I'm standing, there's like a school over there, and I'm posted up at the school.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Looking at her apartment, trying to figure out where the fuck I went wrong. What the fuck, man? Like, that's some love shit, man. You know, now I didn't see nothing. I didn't find nothing, but in my opinion, like that's crazy. And now that I think about it, if I'm doing that, man, some girl probably sat in my apartment, whether it be here, what time Clint get in? Like, there's a meme one time. There's a meme where this girl where it says, I'm not, like, some where it says I'm not home, and then a girl took a picture of this nigga car and said, you home? Oh shit. That's real. All I'm saying is, fellas, man, like, I'm totally against popping up on people, man. I'm against it because you're going to find it. And then you're going to get shot. Or then I got to do some shooting. You're going to, like, there's never been, a, like, I mean, again, very rarely when you pop up on somebody, do you not find what you're looking for. When it, like ladies, ladies, give me your pop-up stories. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, the moment I would have knocked on that woman's door, that's me smacking my hand. The moment I would have knocked on the door, that would have been the end of our situation. Women hate insecure dick. Women don't want no parts of insecure dick. Oh, you insecure? Ah, this dick ain't, nah, it's not flying over here. Women hate insecure dick. Women like dick with swag. Women like confident dick. I know that's my pussy. You don't gotta guess it's your pussy. You ain't gotta guess. Is it? No, you know it. Yeah, that shit sucked, man. That shit sucked. That shit really sucked. Now I'm really having flashbacks now, man. I'm glad I didn't knock on your door. Alicia, I'm just gonna let you, I'm gonna put her name out there. Alicia, I was outside your door. It was like 8 years ago, 9 years ago. You thought, no, it wasn't even that long ago. It was like 6 years ago. This was right before I met. Listen, Alicia, I thought you was fucking with this nigga. And I sat outside your apartment. And so if you listen to this, I'm sorry, Alicia. I apologize. You wasn't fucking around. I mean, later on you were, but at that point you wasn't fucking around. And I don't think you ever knew that. But yeah, I was outside all black too. Black hoodie, black sweats, black sneaks. Like, I really thought I was Ghost from Power, yo. I was Ghost. I was trying to sneak in. Like, you know, y'all watch Power. You see when Ghost, he didn't kill, what's his name? What's that nut-ass cop name? The cop she was fucking. You know who I'm talking about. What's that nigga name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. That nut-ass cop, though. He didn't kill him, but he got framed for it because he was at his apartment. That was me. I was out there. And it was cold outside, too. Man. Man, at least she had some good pussy though. It was worth it, man. You know. Let me get to the next topic, man. Speaking of dealing with other women. All right, fellas, I want you to know this. All right, fellas, you ain't slick. All right, if you not like, we're not even talking about cheat. We just talking about a nigga who talking to like different women. All right, you're not slick, fellas. She knows you get bitches. She knows you get bitches, fellas. She know. The thing is, don't let her see it. That's all I'm saying. Like, women not dumb, man. She know you get bitches. You know. Just don't let her see it. Don't have your main chick and your side chick in the same room. I never forget Dom. I'm gonna air you. I'm not gonna air you out, Dom. But you know, my best friend Dom. I never forget. This was way long ago. Dom now. I mean, he's practically married with a kid. All right, him and his girl doing really well. Blah blah blah. But Dom, remember when? So there's a Drake line. There's a Drake line in one of his freestyles. And he says, I just see my ex-girl standing with my next girl, standing with the girl that I'm fucking right now. Nigga, that happened. That literally happened. I never forget. He was like, Clint, what am I going to do? I had to run interference for my guy. You know what I'm saying? But he had all three of his bitches in the same room at the same time. Guys can't be in, listen, women, first of all, women cool as shit, dog. Women can be in the same room with eight niggas they fuck and all introduce all of y'all. Hey, this is John. John, this is Charles. Charles, this is Ray. Ray, this, and I'm naming some old ass names too. Charles and Ray. Let me keep it modern. This is Hakeem. Hakeem, this is Damir. Damir, because you gotta have, you know, this is Sean or Shiz. Every nigga in Philly know a nigga named Shiz. You know what I mean? Like, you know, But yeah, man. Women will introduce you to every... Women will introduce every nigga that they had sex with in the same room. They don't care. They ain't got nothing to be... What are they scared of? What are they scared of? You know, I've had situations where I've had two or three women in the room that I had sex with too. It was awkward. It's very awkward. I'm gonna tell you what made it awkward. One, because women know that there's nothing. They know the other women. They can sense the energy. Like a woman could, like, oh, you could introduce your woman. You could introduce it. Like, I'll come to the party with a chick, and there's a girl that I dealt with. And the girl that I dealt with probably come up to me and say, hey, Clint, what's up? And I mean, it could be just a cool, hey, what's up? Nothing, I'm good. All right, talk to you later. And the girl be like, oh, they fucked. They fucked. Girls know. How do y'all know? How do you know? How do you know? Because I don't know when a nigga girl fucked the guy. Guys play it so cool. You know what it is? I think guys aren't disrespectful for the most part. Every once in a while you get a knucklehead, but for the most part, I got a friend here. So let's say we fuck the same chick. He knows he fucked, right? I don't know he fucked. He not gonna make it a big deal. Cause you never know. That's how you get out the put. Like if you play your cards right, you might be able to get it again. So just keep it cool. Hey, yo, what's up? How you doing? Are we good? All right, yeah, I'm good. All right, cool. Talk to you later. Oh, that's just my brother. Fellas, if a girl called, look, there's been plenty of girls that call me their brother that I've had sex with. Don't let the shit fool you, you know. But women be knowing, man. Guys, all I'm saying is just stop. It's like women know, bro. Stop thinking you slick. You ain't slick, nigga. You ain't slick. You know? I had a girl ask me, man. She saw me texting this girl all the time. She's like, who is such and such? I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Now, it was innocent. Like, the girl that I was texting just happened to be, like, my good friend. And we were, at the time, we had just kind of, like, reconnected, so we're always talking. But... And she wasn't a threat. She lived somewhere else. But let me tell you, this girl, she Googled this chick and found her on Facebook. She Googled her and found her on Facebook. You know who I'm talking, you know who you are. And I was okay with it because I wasn't doing shit. But I was like, God damn. And we weren't in a committed relationship. So now I'm like, she's like girls don't want to look crazy. But when you don't want to look crazy, that's when you are crazy. You ever notice that? I don't want to look crazy. That's what crazy people say. I don't want to look crazy. Yes. You know? You absolutely look crazy. You absolutely are crazy. You know? Okay. Ladies, I want to know, have you ever been in that position? Have you ever, you know he gets bitches, but you just like, you know what, just keep it away from me. Like a lot of women, there's a lot of women like that with their boyfriends or husbands. Like, look, I know you cheating. Just don't bring that shit in here, man. Like, think about it. Joe, remember the Jackson's 5 movie? And Joe Jackson, right? Joe Jackson, she probably knew, like, that nigga fucking around on the road with his sons. But it was when that bitch called the house. He was like, I just sent you some money. Did you get it? And then she was like, I heard her. She been in our house, in our bed. And then she started smacking the shit out of that nigga. Nigga, that boy. I'm going to tell you, that's tough. That's tough. You know? Like most women know, dog. You not slick. She not stupid. She, you know what I mean? You don't be messy. Don't have your main chick and your side chick in the same room. And side chicks, don't try to pop up. Which goes back to my first fucking, don't be popping on a nigga at his house. If a nigga's honest with you, like, yo, I'm married. If he's honest with you. Now, if he's not honest with you, I'm not encouraging blowing his shit up. But I ain't mad. Like, my homegirl, I remember, I'll never forget this. My homegirl, she lives in Atlanta, and her boyfriend, she called her boyfriend, well, she found out her boyfriend had a wife. And, you know, but I don't, first of all, the nigga was so cold, he was living with her. So I'm like, how you have time to have a wife and you living with another chick? He the GOAT. He the GOAT. He's the, like, I wouldn't even have fucked his shit up. I'd be like, man, you good. You are good, dog. To be able to live with another girl and you got a wife. Anyway, she found out he had a wife and she started bleaching his clothes. Had a conversation with the wife. I'm all for that. Woman to woman. Let me tell you about your man. Like, but if ladies, if he's honest, you know, if he's honest, don't go up. Don't be trying to pop up and blowing this shit up. You know, like Ray Charles, remember you watch Ray? Like, listen, we've seen a lot of side women, man. Ray, what's her name's character? Regina King's character. She played the side chick. She said, look, he said, look, man, on the road, you know, you Mrs. Ray Charles. When I go home, I'm home. That's my lady. What you want? Man, look, that's crazy. I think that a lot of times what we do is we wanna act like we wanna turn a blind eye to things, you know what I'm saying? And we wanna turn a blind eye to a lot of, you know, things that you know what I'm saying? Like all the red flags are there, you just wanna ignore them, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, you know, I'm really educating fellas right now, just saying, like, look, I know this podcast is called Advice from a Fuckboy, but here's the thing. The reason why it's called Advice from a Fuckboy is because at one point in my life, yeah, I was a fuckboy and I lied to get pussy. That's what fuckboys do. You lie to get what you want from women. So I would tell women, yo, I want to be in a relationship. I'm looking for marriage. I'm looking for this, which I was, just not with you. Which, by the way, let me get on another topic. Oh, shit, that just triggered me. Hold the fuck up. I had a girl tell me last year, she said, so the girl, she was like, you know, hey, you know, I told her, I was like, look, I met her. I was like, look, I'm just going to let you know now, I'm not emotionally available for a relationship. If you want to lay up, watch TV, eat, and have sex, I'm here for that. I'm here for all of that. But anything outside of that, that's not what I need. That's not what I want. That's not what I'm doing. That's not that. That ain't it. And she was like, "So you 30 and you just want to be out here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." I was like, "Yeah." And then, and I don't even necessarily mean out here. Just because I don't want a relationship, don't mean I don't want companions. You know what I mean, I, everybody wants somebody to talk to. And she was like, you're so immature. You're 30 years old and you still want to be out here playing games and playing the field. What games am I playing? Tell me where not wanting a relationship is playing games. You know what playing games is? Playing games is, oh, you know, let me keep doing nice things to keep you around. Or let me keep straggling you along and telling you I want something that I clearly don't want. That's playing games. I'm not immature because I don't want no relationship. You know what's immature? Not being honest. Grown-ups are honest. What do you mean I'm immature? Because you're looking at it from an age standpoint. Oh, I'm 31, so because I don't want no relationship, you know, oh, okay, well, then I must be immature. Nah. Some guys just know they're not ready for that. You know you're not ready for that emotional connection. You know you're not ready for that financially. Girlfriends cost money.
How to have fun anytime. Anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Girlfriends cost money. Girlfriends cost money, fellas. If you're in a relationship and your girl need $40 and you ain't got it, why am I her man if I can't provide that? Why am I your man if I can't provide $30? That's all I'm saying. Like, so she's like, oh yeah, you just want to be out here. You just want to be out here fucking. Nah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know what? Man, fuck this. All right. Listen, Lauren, I ain't want no relationship with you. How about that? All right. Yeah. No, fuck that. No, because she tried to circle back and tried to be like, oh, like, you know, I listen to your podcast or whatever and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, listen to this, bitch. All right. Listen. You're not a bitch. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. You're not a bitch. No, fuck that. I'm a fool right now. I'm gonna be fool. Yeah, man. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. Now, y'all know I've been drinking. Anyway, no, but I didn't want a relationship with her. But I'm now. I said I didn't want a relationship, which is true. But really, I didn't really want a relationship with her. Now, is that my fault for not saying that? But I don't want to be an asshole. Like, people think I'm an asshole. I'm not an asshole. But Lauren, I didn't want a relationship with you. With you. You were the problem. All right? She's a nice girl. Lauren, you're a nice girl. You're just annoying as fuck. You're annoying. You talk too much. All right? You talk too much. Like, when I asked her about her day, she would, like, give me, like, a 40-minute dissertation about her day. I don't care about this shit. And I'm like, and in my mind, I gotta be like, damn, man, if we get into a relationship, because me, I'm not, listen, let me tell you something. At 31, you're looking for marriage. If I'm gonna be in a relationship with you, I'm gonna be a husband. And I'm like thinking, man, I gotta listen to this shit every fucking day. I gotta listen to every day. 30, you gotta give me a 35-minute dissertation. Get a podcast and talk about your goddamn day. Give a fuck about your day. Like, I'm an asshole for that. I know. But no, she would come to my, because I was living in Atlanta, and I'm like, how was your day? But yeah, you know, I had to, God damn, yo, why can't we just talk about, you know, or you ever dated, yo, man, fellas, you ever dated a chick who always deep? I don't like deep women. I don't mind we deep sometimes. But like, I just want to have regular conversation. Everything we talked about was about energy and chakras and you know, I don't give a fuck about your goddamn chakras. Open them legs, man. I don't give a fuck about your goddamn chakras. What is this? I don't care, man. And we just had long, exhausting, deep conversations every fucking day. And I'm just like, yo, I want to leave. I remember, yo, okay, ladies, and fellas, you ever be in a situation and you know the moment you're done with somebody? There's a meme where Jay-Z was standing in the background, Dame Dash Memphis Bleek was talking all that shit in the camera during the backstage tour, and there's a meme that said, the day Jay-Z realized he was done with them niggas. I think it was the backstage tour, you know what I mean? So I'm watching that. So you know the day you've done. Man, I'll never forget. We was in Panera Bread. We was getting something to eat. And then we was talking about, I don't forget what we was talking about. She asked me about like my career. She was talking about comedy shit, right? So she asked me about comedy shit. And then next thing I know, we I don't know how we got on the topic of like family and like, you know, I don't feel like talking about my family. Like, I'm that's exhausting sometimes. You know, like I'm talking about my, she asked me about my, and then she's asking me about like I don't remember the conversation, but it was just deep shit. And I'm like, man, I just want my fucking broccoli and cheddar soup, bitch. Let me have that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I had a headache. I had a headache after the conversation. I had a legit headache. And I was like, yo, I'm done. And she's like, oh, you so immature. You don't want no relationship. No, it's you. It's you. And ladies, you're not immature if you don't want no relationship in your 30s. There's nothing wrong with that. Stop making people shame you, man, because you want to have fun. Life is meant to be fun. Like, people be like, when you going to settle down? I ain't settling for shit. I don't settle. The woman I'm going to be with is because I want to be with you. You know what I mean? If I'm not settling for my sweetie. If I want to be with my sweetie, I'm going to be with my sweetie because I want to be with my sweetie. I don't want to settle. Fuck out of here, man. You motherfuckers, y'all, you too old. What? What is old? I'm 31. That ain't old. I don't got gray hair on my penis yet. I'm not old. I got gray at the top of my fade a little bit. You know? Like, I'm just tired of this shit. I'm tired of this shit, man. Anyway, let's get into our top five. Top five. So, somebody asked me to do an interesting top five. You know what I'm saying? In the top five today, you know what? Maybe, yeah, okay. Top five reasons not to pop up on somebody. Let's go there. The top five reasons you should not just pop up. Like, you ain't no fucking Jack in the Box. All right? Don't be out here pop. That was corny, but you get where I'm going with this. The top five reasons not to pop up. That's what we're going to do. Here's the top five reasons not to pop up on somebody. Reason number one. It's obvious. You're going to find what you're looking for. You're going to find what you're looking for. Don't pop up on somebody because you don't, like me. It's one thing to know you cheated. It's another thing to see you cheat. Because now if I'm watching this nigga fuck you, like I'm a watch. I'm not going to break it up. I want to see what you do. You calling him daddy too? Are you giving him the same moves you giving me? Absolutely, I'm a watch. I got to know. Reason number two not to pop up on somebody. People get killed. You are not on your home turf. All right, you pop up with somebody, you are the away team. When you're the home team, you have all the advantage. Think about it. Sixers are playing at home right now as I'm talking. They're playing in Philly. They're blowing out the Nets. They're in Philly. It's a great game. You know what I'm saying? They're the home team. The crowd is on their side. Yeah. But when you away, you don't know what the fuck they got at their house. Fellas, you pop up with a chick at another nigga house, nigga might shoot you. He might be with you. You don't know. See, you don't know who your girl is. Fellas, you don't know who your girl is cheating with. That nigga might be with the shits. You ain't. I know I ain't with the shits. I ain't about that life. I ain't trying to fight. I ain't trying to get shot. You know what I'm saying? And ladies, same thing. You might be like, you know, you might be your man might be cheating with a chick who can fight. He cheating, he dealing with you, but he fucking city girls. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when I, like, trust me, and then they gonna make a song about your stupid ass. Bitch came to my nigga house while I was fucking her man. Had to beat that bitch ass. You know me. I'm here and I got game. I don't know. I don't rap. Whatever. You get where I'm going with this. City girls. City girls. That's an inside joke. City girls. Anyway. The third reason why you shouldn't pop up on somebody. You shouldn't pop up on somebody because it's just rude. It's just rude. I didn't invite you. You don't ever go, like, you know who my favorite, first of all, rest in peace, my favorite battle rapper, Tech N9ne, all right? Tech N9ne, I never forget. He had this one line where he said, you Bell, Biv, and DeVoe ass nigga, you KC and Joe ass nigga, taking cases for your old head, Sean Poe ass nigga. Never invited, but always want to go ass nigga. Never invited, but always want to go. Don't go nowhere you're not invited. Don't go to, why would you, like, who wants to be somewhere that not invited? Because it's awkward. You ever be somewhere you weren't invited and you just there? Nobody talking to you. You know, don't go nowhere you're not invited. You're not welcome. All right? The fourth reason you shouldn't pop up, and this is a good one. Me, the fourth reason why you shouldn't pop up is because you might be wrong. There's nothing worse than popping up and in Philly terms we use you salty as shit. For those of y'all around the country and around the world, I got people, you know, like, nigga, first of all, real quick, you know, we doing a live podcast in London July 10th. Let that motherfucker sink in. London, y'all like me? London, you like the advice from the fuck boy? All right, mate. I'm going to bring the bloody podcast. Anyway. I'm going to bring the bloody podcast. The bloody, not bloody. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Yo, but yeah. So anyway. But everybody around the world, when I say you salty, that means that, that means you salty. Like you got egg on your face. And then you're gonna go to the person's house and you're just gonna be looking dumb as shit. You're gonna, like ladies, there's nothing that makes a man happier than when we prove you wrong. Oh my God. You ever play basketball, fellas? And a nigga leave you. I mean, we ain't that. If you ain't in the league, you ain't that good. If you didn't play in college, you ain't that good. I'm okay. I get rebound, but they don't respect my jump shot. The nigga leave me wide open. And then when you knock down the shot, then you just make that look like, yeah. 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 See, fellas, man, there's nothing better. Like, ladies, there's nothing worse when you accuse us and we prove you wrong. You can't accuse us of nothing else. So look, I'll be honest with you. Be honest, fellas. If a girl accuses you of something and she's wrong, that's when you're going to do your shit. Because now you have it's kind of like the get out of jail free card. You know? Now it's like, you sure you want to go down this road? It's sort of like, oh, I got a good analogy. Ooh, How about this? You ever had somebody accuse you, if you're playing spades, you ever had somebody accuse you of reneging? And you like, because when you accuse somebody of reneging, You got to pull the book. You got to point at the right book. Like, the way I play is, if you accuse somebody, tell me if I'm wrong, if you accuse somebody of reneging, this is for my spades players. If you accuse somebody of reneging and they pull the book and they wrong, that's three books for you. You can't just accuse me and think there's no penalty for accusing me. So if you accuse me, you better be able to point at this book. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, when a girl accuses you of cheating and she pop up and realize, but where did, I was telling the truth, babe. And fellas, don't rub it in her face. Just make her feel bad about it. Because then you're going to get sympathy, pussy. Just Just make her feel bad about it. Don't be like, oh yeah, bitch. Don't do that. Just be like, look, you know, I know some of my behaviors sometimes can make you think that I'm dealing with other women. And I'm sorry for my part in that. I'm sorry for making you feel that way. Now you're taking accountability, bro. Accountability is sexy. So let's run down the four we have already. So number one is the top five reasons not to pop up at somebody's house. Number one is because you might find what you're looking for. Number two was, what was number two? Yo, you said what? You might get shot. Pow, pow. All right. Number two was you might get shot. Number three was, shit. What was number three? I forgot. Damn it. What was number three? Hold on. All right. I got it. Oh, yeah. It's just rude. It's rude. You don't want to be nowhere. Okay. So here we go. You might get shot. You might find what you're looking for. You might not find what you're looking for. And it's just rude. All right. And then we got the last reason not to pop up on somebody. And for me, this might be the biggest one. You pop up on somebody, that is the end of your relationship. If you pop up on somebody, because you don't know how the other person is going to take it. Some people are very weird about that. Some people don't care. Some people do care. You know? Some people care. Some people don't care. Like, it's kind of like the moment I got to go, I feel like I need to go through your phone. We don't need to be together. The moment I feel like I have to go through your phone, we don't need to be together. That's the God-honest truth.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Like, it's sad, but it's true. Like, we don't need to be together if I feel like I need to, if I need to pop up on you. You know, and Alicia, I'm sorry for popping up on you. And that was the end of our relationship. Like, that was it. Like, we ain't make it that far past that. Because I didn't trust her. You know? And you don't have anything if you don't have trust. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's our top five to the day. That's a good top five. Top five reasons not to pull up on somebody. Again, number one is because you might find what you're looking for. Number two is you might get shot or killed. Number three is it's fucking rude. Number four is you might not find what you're looking for, and now you got egg on your face. And number five is, man, it could ruin what you have. You know what I'm saying? So, and if we, ladies and gentlemen, also don't forget, text me, DM me, let me know if I missed something. 213-358-9861. Let me know if I missed something. If I missed it, then, you know, we'll put it back. You know what I'm saying? We'll put it in. But right now, that's the top five reasons why you shouldn't pop up on somebody. All right. This is your favorite segment, or a lot of people's favorite segment. Real quick, I want to say this. So, if y'all have a question for Ask Clint, do me a favor. Slide in my DM at Clint Coley, ClintColey. If you're not already following me, again, slide in my DM is at Clint Coley, ClintColey, or slide in the DM for advice from a fuckboy at advice from a fuckboy. Y'all can spell it. If you can't spell it, you need to be listening to this damn podcast. Or text me, 213-358-9861. You will always remain anonymous unless you want to be known. But if not, you know, that's fine. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to remain anonymous, I will always keep your confidentiality between you and I. All right. So, here we go. The first asked Clint was, hey bro, love your podcast. Everybody always starts off with that. Hey bro, love your podcast, man. Think you funny, man. You touch on some great topics. Please don't share my identity because I kind of feel weird asking this. But here's what I want to know. Hey Clint, should I still be mad at my girl for fucking my friend after we broke up? Remember earlier in the podcast, I said I'm not a bros before hoes guy. I'm a hoes before bros guy. I don't know if she's still your girl. That's the question. Here's the thing. I'd be mad at, but remember, y'all ever listen? Okay, on D'Angelo's first album, there's a song on the first album, Brown Sugar. It's a song called Shit Damn Motherfucker. Shit Damn Motherfucker. And in the song, he catches his best friend and his wife fucking. You know? Bound to go get my nine. Kill what we all's behind. Doom, doom, doom. Shit. Damn. Motherfucker. Doom. Yeah. That's my shit. Anyway. So in that song, though, he catches his best friend and his wife and they, you know, fucking. Now, I'm not saying that's the case, but kill both of them. Because that ain't your friend and that ain't your girl. Kill both women. No, I don't want to give out that advice. Because then what's going to happen is he going to hear this and take the shit seriously. I'm joking, bro. No, honestly, you should be mad at both of them. You should be mad at both of them. More so your girl, because women going to choose who they want to choose. Your boy, men don't really turn down pussy. You know, now I'm not going to lie. I'm not the guy to fuck my friends anything. Like if that was your girl, bro, that was your girl. And I'm not here for that. You feel what I'm saying? But the thing is, you should be mad. You shouldn't be talking to both of them. I would honestly just be like, yo, y'all both can have each other. You know what I'm saying? And that's just me because, I mean, and that's not even me being petty. That's just me being like, that's just the bottom line. You know what I mean? Okay, it says, should I still be mad at my girl for fucking my friend after we broke? So apparently y'all are on a break. She liked your friend better than you. Or she was just trying to get even with you. What did you do? Because women just don't fuck friends. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. But, bro, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I think that it's not a good situation for you. I think you don't need to be friends with either of them. I think you need to move on. You should be still mad at your girl. I don't forgive. You know, I ain't there yet in my Christian walk. I ain't forgiving a motherfucking thing. You was wrong. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the bottom line. So, take my advice for what it is. I think you shouldn't be talking to either one of them. But if that's your girl, you're going to get past. You know, you can't ask me how you should feel. You're going to feel how you want to feel. Clearly, you're still mad because you asked me about it. And if you're still mad, you ain't never going to get over that. You know what I mean? And then another thing is, are you and the dude still friends? Can they be in the same room at the same time? How awkward is that? Like, how awkward is that? That's all I got to say on that. I'm going to do a second Ask Clint because I got a lot of Ask Clints today. Here we go. This one is interesting. Says, so I'm 19 and I'm from Florida and that has a big part to do in my situation. I was dating in quotation marks, this chick named Crystal. Now I didn't want a relationship, of course, but I wanted the best parts of one. At the very same time, I was talking to a chick I met 4 years ago on a Disney cruise named Sarah. Okay. Sarah, however, lives in New York, so it was easy to keep a secret. It wasn't too serious, but it was always good to have a plug in another state. My man. Anyway, my job, it required me to go to California for 3 years, and I had to leave on Monday. So I had the weekend to say goodbye. And he winked at me. Okay, I guess that means fucking. And I had planned a whole weekend to fuck Crystal before I left. So here comes Friday, and Sarah, I shit you not, this guy must be white, I shit you not, tells me she bought a flight to Florida to see me before I leave and is currently about to take off. What do I do? Do I blow off Sarah and make her waste a plane ticket? If I don't do that, how do I lie to Crystal after making it clear the weekend was for her? Sarah, by the way, comes in about an hour. Okay, so she comes in a port about an hour away. So pretty much what he's saying is she's flying an hour away from him. Man, yo, you got a big dilemma on your hands, bro. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what you do, bro. All right, 19-year-old. Let's think of 19-year-old Clint. I'm going to give you 19-year-old Clint. This is fuckboy advice. Here's what you do. You're going to fuck both of them this weekend. Make sure you use the protection, though. Use protection. You don't want to be out here doing that, man. You're 19, man. You got a real future ahead of you. Here's what you do. So you said the whole weekend was for Crystal, right? What you do is you tell Sarah, like, look, hey, my family wants me to do some shit with them on Friday. You know what I'm saying? My family wants me to do some shit. I can't get out of that. Now, hopefully Sarah doesn't say, hey, can I come too? No, but it's a private, intimate family thing. It's just me and my family. All right? That's when you fuck Crystal, Friday. All right? Then you tell Crystal on Saturday the same thing. Hey, I got some shit to do with my family. Now, if you don't got a family, nigga, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? But Crystal, you know, she tells you, you know, hey, yo, my family, you know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. Cool. Then you fuck Saturday. Then Sunday, whoever had the better pussy, that's who you go back to. I would say go to Sarah because she flew out and just tell Crystal, like, look, I only got Saturday night available. You said the whole weekend, but tell her you didn't know that your family had like a, they surprised you. And then you get back with Sarah on Sunday. You stay with Sarah on Sunday. So clearly, because she's probably getting a hotel about an hour away too. All right. Now, what you got to do is, though, keep your phone off or keep your phone. You can text, but don't. And if you got to make a phone call, because that's how you preserve the pussy. You make, because like if you make a phone call, then it don't seem like you up to some no good shit. So when she call you, or if Crystal calls you while you with Sarah, just tell Sarah, hey, I gotta make this phone call, blah, 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 blah. She don't even know what it is. Mind, you know, it's business or whatever like that. And you give her about 15 minutes on the phone. Then you be like, yeah, I gotta go. And that's it. That's what you gotta do. This weekend, bro, like, I'm not gonna tell you to be honest. Don't lie. 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 That is the 19-year-old man. That's what you supposed to do at 19. You lie to bitches, man, at 19. I was lying to chicks at 19, all right? That's what you need to be doing. Now, if you was 31 and I'm giving you this advice, then I'll be like, nah, dog, you gotta make a choice. But this girl, first of all, bro, congrats to you. He met a chick on a Disney cruise. He met her on a Disney. First of all, people always tell me, Clint, you need to go on a cruise by yourself. First of all, I'm not doing that. I like sand to the beach. I'm not playing Russian roulette with my dick, all right? I don't know. I don't want to, you know. But he met a chick on a Disney. So you the man for that. All I'm going to tell you is, again, lie. Lie. So, again, you with Crystal Friday night, all right? You with Crystal Friday night. Tell Sarah, hey, my family, something came up Friday. My family got something to do with me Friday night. Then Sarah, Saturday night, and Sarah, Sunday night. And that's it. You out the woods, bro. But use your family. Use your resources. Use your alibis. All right? And if you got homeboys, make sure they in on this. As a matter of fact, you need to join the group chat. Yo, my man, I'm not going to say your name. Yo, if you listen to this, join the fuckboy group chat right now. We got your back, man. Your bullshit is our bullshit. 213-358-9861. Send me a text. Get in the chat. We going to help him out. We helping out our fellow brethren. He's 19. He don't know no fucking better. All right? I got your back. Clint's here for you. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of this podcast. Thank you for having me. Thank you for listening. Listen, here's the thing. All right. First things first. We're going to repeat this. Atlanta, April 25th, 2019, live podcast, Relapse Comedy Theater. Send me a text, 213-358-9861, and get your motherfucking tickets. They are $5. Again, $5. One more time, they're $5. Relapse Comedy Theater, Atlanta, next Thursday. All right, second thing, Washington, D.C., we in your city, May 15th. Get your tickets. They $5. Send me a text if you try to come. 213-358-9861. Third thing, Kansas City. We just added you to the list. Kansas City, we just added to your list. June 16th. That's my birthday weekend, Kansas City. Y'all better show out. 213-358-9861. Send me a text. Come through. They're $5, Kansas City. All right? Kansas City is $5. London, Mites, what's up, man? I'm coming through July 10th. All right. Kansas City, I'm going to be at the Improv, by the way, too. London, I forget the name of the venue. But London, I think the tickets are like £8 or something like that. £8 or some shit like that. Anyway, come on through. Come on through. Let's make this shit happen. All right. I'm on a ward tour. For those of y'all who are not a Tribe Called Quest fans, you wouldn't get that. That's really it, man. And y'all, keep sharing the podcast, man. Put your homie on, man. Find a friend. Tell a friend. Tell your friend, yo, this shit dope, man. I'm listening. I'm tuned in. All right? Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Thank y'all for having me, man. I just talked to y'all by myself for a whole fucking hour. I forgot. What did I learn today? What did we learn today? What I learned today is that we ain't pulling up on people unannounced. That's it. And Alicia, I'm sorry again for pulling up on you. You know, I thought about pulling up. I thought about pulling up with my sweetie one time. And I ain't doing it. I don't know. All right, y'all. Again, keep sharing the podcast. Can y'all do me a favor, too? Can y'all rate the fucking podcast, please? Can y'all put a rating down there? Thank you. If you listen on iTunes, rate the podcast. All right, I'm out. Bye.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on your. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to advice from a football.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.